Good evening, and welcome to the Higher Dimensions. I'm Phyllis Pricer, your hostess for the evening, and we were going to have Patty Conklin, but she can't make it, but another time she will. But we do have a protege of hers and someone who works with her, Ross McKenzie. Ross McKenzie is from Canada, Toronto, am I right?
You got it.
Yeah, and he went through, he has an amazing story to tell you. Our subject matter basically is cellular cleansing and the attitudinal changes and how it makes a difference turning your life around. Am I correct?
You got it. Absolutely.
Okay. I also let you know I had this cleansing through Patty Conklin as well. I've known of her for a number of years, and she had done this for me this past November, and things are changing in my life, and things are better. So without a more ado, welcome to our show, Ross. I'm so happy to have you.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be talking to you.
Yeah, and the other thing I need to tell people is that you are an actor and now a producer, and you're trying to get your own production studio going. Am I right?
Right now, yeah. I've produced a couple of theater shows here in Toronto over the last couple of years, and I'm just, I kind of said to myself after the last theater show, I thought, you know, as much as I love that, once the run's done,
uh-huh.
You don't have anything to show for it. So my next project that I'm working with on a couple of the producers is to produce a film that we're in just pre-production for right now. So, yeah, I'll have something at the end to show that will be everlasting. So I'm looking forward to that. Yeah.
Nothing like having the fruit of your labors, right?
Exactly. That's the best part about being on stage is the live audience, but then you don't get that thing at the end. So
I know. Yeah. You don't get to see yourself again and again.
Yeah.
You can't push the button.
Anyway,
I'm so glad to have you with us, and tell us a little bit about yourself and your life and what brought you to cellular cleansing. I don't think my audience knows a whole lot about it. Some do. I would say most don't, so I'm going to ask
All
you
right.
to give a description and go from there.
Sure. Well, I guess I'll try and condense and just get a little bit of the journey of how it all happened, but it started, I'm 34 years old now. It started about 20 years ago, my journey, and it started when I was 14 years old, and I'd always spent a lot of time in depression as a kid, and so I kind of, on my own accord at 14, put myself into heavy-duty psychoanalysis, you know, so where all my friends and everyone in family just thought it was, a little bit off, what's this little 14-year-old doing, but I was uh-huh. I was kind of on a mission, and that's when it started,
uh-huh.
And then at 21, I went into full-blown mania, and I was hospitalized in a psychiatric ward for 2 months.
Uh-huh.
And it was when that happened that kind of my whole world was turned upside down. I'd never experienced mania before.
Uh-huh.
But when that happened, I kind of, it's interesting. I had my parents at the time. I had them bring me every book they could find on bipolar, manic depression, and I was reading all these books while I was in the hospital.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I was told by doctors, you know, doctors in Western medicine, they said, listen, this is a disorder and a disease. 1 in 4 people take their life, and
uh-huh.
you're just going to have to learn to live with this, and
wow.
you're going to be on lithium for the rest of your life, and, you know, and lithium might start to eventually affect your kidneys and your liver, but
oh, lovely.
You're going to have to deal with it. Yeah, so they said it's a very degenerative disease, and, you know, go find yourself a really simple job and try and keep your stress low and learn to live with it. So my attitude is that I kind of went the opposite route, and it was interesting because even then I learned the power of intention, and this was in my mania that I actually did this, but I prayed with the greatest intensity to
right.
the source, called the source, and just said, listen, I...
God,
I wanna,
whichever?
Yeah, God, source, universe, Buddha, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, you know, I want to one day heal this disease. I want to heal it holistically, and I'm going to
mm-hmm.
go through every single holistic door that I'm led through that I can find
right.
on the planet to make this happen.
Right.
So the journey started. I came out of the hospital at 21, and I started this journey, and, you know, many years of struggle, but, you know, started getting into, like, everything I could find, from body work to naturopaths, homeopathy.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of as I did all that, I ended up going with, I don't know if you know, Sylvia Brown.
Yes.
I went with her to Egypt and had an amazing experience there. And then up until end of 2004, after this whole journey, and a lot of the holistic things I was trying were amazing, but I was still, my depressions were getting deeper and
right.
just the cycles were getting worse and worse. And, so while I was in Brazil, I went to a healer in Brazil named John of God, and that was an incredible
How did that work out for you?
It was amazing. It was amazing. It was like the 2020 was doing a documentary there at the time, John Quinios, and so I got to chat with him, and he's like, do you mind if you're in the documentary? So actually was kind of filmed getting the psychic surgery done, which was very interesting.
Oh, really? But, you didn't tell me that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so it was amazing. And it really, that experience in itself really opened up my eyes and the world to kind of metaphysics and just the fact that here we are hanging out, not at home, but we're having this little journey inside these physical bodies, but
yeah.
It just opened my eyes wide open to the whole spiritual world, and I think
uh-huh.
the fact that Brazilians have so much faith,
right.
and why a man like John of God can exist, and just they have faith, and they're born with faith, and so here's this man that's just been, from the time of age 7 years old, been doing spontaneous healings, people travel from all over the world,
right.
he doesn't charge a penny, and I had an incredible experience there. But it was while I was there that I read about Patty Conklin in a book while I was in Brazil.
Uh-huh.
And so that's kind of how it started. And so I'm reading about Patty, and I kind of knew, it was like, what I felt very fortunate about is that kind of one door would close with a healer or a practitioner or a therapist, another door would open. And
yeah.
I knew as I was reading about Patty that every single cylinder in my body went off, like every single circuit board went off, and I got excited, and I thought, this is my next step. So
how long ago was this?
That would have been end of 2004, beginning 2005.
Okay. Gotcha.
So I called her up about a month. I couldn't wait to get. So I called her up a month after I got home, and we had this great chat, and she explained cellular cleansing to me, and I thought, you know, this makes a lot of sense to me. And so all through the year 2005, I called up three times to do the work with her.
Right.
And three times, it kind of right at the 11th hour, but a week before, I called up and canceled.
Yeah.
And I just the timing wasn't right, and I wasn't ready.
Uh-huh.
But I still very much believed in the work. And again, my cycles and my depressions were getting so deep that I was getting exhausted.
In other words, after John of God did his surgery, you got worse again.
Well, it's funny. I didn't actually bring up the bipolar manic depression that John of God. I went there. I had digestive problems my whole life. So I brought up digestive problems.
Okay.
He completely cured that. So that was completely healed there.
Okay.
And I also went there with the intention. I just said, you know, open my heart to God and open my heart to Source. And you know, so I know that my
okay.
third eye and my vision started to really open up after I left that trip.
Okay.
So it was,
what kind of visions are you talking about?
Well, just about just being more open to being present and to kind of just the matrix, like the everything that surrounds us and you know, starting to notice synchronicities that,
okay.
that I wasn't as open to before to just help guide me through my life.
Okay.
So I read about her, and so I canceled three times in 2005, just wasn't ready.
Uh-huh.
And then I was driving down, I drove down to California this year in May.
Uh-huh.
And I could,
you
I
mean
never,
last year?
Actually this year now. So now we're fast forward to 2006.
This is 2007.
Last year, you got it.
Last year,
I'm losing track of the year.
Which planet are you on, darling?
I know. Last year.
Are we talking about the future here? Are we having deja vu all over again?
Right. So,
go ahead.
So I was in May. I drove down. Again, I drove down to California in a very deep depression. The depressions were getting, again, it's a very degenerative disease. So
right.
It's getting deeper and deeper. And
right.
So I'm there for about 2 weeks, and I go into Santa Monica, and I go into this bookstore in Santa Monica, and this book called Oneness by this woman named Rasha. I don't know if any of your listeners have heard it, but amazing book, channeled book.
Uh-huh.
It's just beautiful, beautiful material. So I get to the third chapter, and I couldn't put this book down from the moment I got home. And
uh-huh.
the third chapter says cellular cleansing. I'm like,
wow,
all right, here we go, another one. So
if you can't get a kick in one direction, it'll kick you in
another.
Yeah,
I know. So I'm reading the chapter, and I get to midway through the chapter where it gets to the point where it says, because we're in the most monumental times historically on the planet, and heading into the biggest transformation this planet has seen over the last 16 billion years.
Yeah.
The most important thing that every individual can be doing on Earth is cellular cleansing.
Okay.
So I closed the book. I went over to my desk. I picked up my phone. I called Patty's office, and I flew her into California 10 days later to do the work and do cellular cleansing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So the timing was right. So 10 days later, she arrives, and I met her in a hotel room, and like right by the airport in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
And had this, you know, two-day experience with her, and what was so amazing about, I guess, confirmation is that, again, physical blockages in my body that I was starting to notice.
Right.
Especially over the last 4 to 5 years, it was really escalating. I could feel a physical blockage, like right kind of through my heart, right down the left side of my body. And I remember just walking into the hotel room and meeting Patty for the first time. And she just, again, she's got this gift of sight, like no one that I've ever read about before. And she looks, takes one look at me, looks right down my left side and goes, yep, all right, there's a blockage. There's what we got to get rid of. I'm gone.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'm in the right place. I'm exactly where I need to be. And so it was amazing. I mean, Patty is just this sweet, amazing, humble, incredible woman. And
she's
so
one of the nicest people. Yes, she is a darling.
And you just you're in the presence of an angel, like the moment you sit with her, and so
really a special person.
Yeah. So I sat down and we just kind of had our little dialogue, and she just just says, okay, tell me about everything. I told her about this disease I've been dealing with my whole life, and hospitalization, and on and on and on. And at the end of our little chat, she says, all right, I just want you to let you know that the story's a big pile of dung. Like, it just doesn't matter now. You've created a story in your body through the words that you've said. So you created your illness. And I went, right, okay, I understand that. So again, so then at this point, she's like, I'm going to take you just through a very simple process. The foundation of it is neuro-linguistic programming.
Right.
And we're going to go in and just clear out a bunch of that story, which is kind of like acting as a parasite in your body. It's all lower. Yeah, so it's all lower vibrational thought forms that go into your body that you say through your words that can stuck in the peptides of your body.
Right.
So it's that whole concept. A great movie I like to refer to, if people have seen it, What the Bleep Do We Know?
Exactly. I have that on DVD.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And
amazing
anybody
movie.
Listening who hasn't seen it should really watch it.
Yeah, it's incredible. And it really, what I love about it, it's a great tool for me because for clients who just aren't sure, want a little more research, I can say, hey, check this movie out because it really explains, and they even show great animation about how peptides work in our body and how they literally run our life. So
exactly.
So it's amazing. So so here's my experience of the work. I did spend kind of that evening. I went back the next day and was with Patty from about, I don't know, 10 to 2 in the afternoon the next day. And then what was really incredible is that blockage on my left side over that two-day period with her, I felt it release, like literally release out of my body.
Fabulous.
This is interesting. There's still the part of me going, like, I'm still not quite sure what's going on.
Exactly.
But
I literally felt
the release. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I remember, so we finished, and I look at Patty, and I'm just like, she's like, all right, you did amazing. That's it. You've got some tools and some homework to do, but you did amazing. I'm like, that's it? She's like, yeah, that's it. I'm like, that's it. That's all we're doing. She's like, that is it. She goes, you know what? This is a simple little tool that works, and guess what? The best things in life are simple.
That's true.
We humans have complicated it up. Us and our linear left brain thinking for centuries upon centuries upon centuries have completely complicated it up. So here was my experience. I left her hotel room, and I spent about the next 10 days in kind of a state of bliss. And I was going, isn't this interesting?
Okay.
And a lot of the experiences I was having of just like the programs of, like the programs I created were just programs of self-hatred and anger and judgment, like so much self-judgment.
And punishment and the whole nine yards.
All of it. So I was noticing that those programs, there was a little bit of relief from that. I'm going, okay, they're gone. This is interesting, but still not quite sure what's going on. But,
exactly.
but really enjoying these 10 days. And then on the 10th day after I'd done this, I come down with the 3-week most horrific cold I've ever had in my life. And now,
oh, wow. Yes.
Here
that,
I am.
That often happens.
Yeah, and here I am in Southern California where I'm the only one that's got this cold, and I'm going, okay, there is something to this work. This is really powerful. And so I call up Patty about day 4 of this cold, and I'm not kidding you, I'm blowing my nose like 150 times a day, and it's all coming out. And I said, Patty, what is going on? She goes, her words were, she's like, celebrate it. I'm like, celebrate it. She goes, you're removing, literally, all those lower vibrational thought forms that have now been flushed out of the peptides.
Right.
They're now in your physical organism, and now they're literally releasing out of your physical organism. They're coming through they land in your lymph system, your bloodstream, and your skin. And you're now cleansing it out of your body.
Cool.
So it was incredible. It was 3 weeks. I couldn't believe it. Like, just pounded by this thing. And then at the end of the 3 weeks, I'm feeling much better, much lighter, but still a little bit stuck.
Yeah.
But at this point, I'd already, and Patty kind of planted the seed a year before, but she said, you know, you might want to consider becoming a practitioner. And at this point, I was sold. I knew that this was powerful. I knew this worked. And so I'd already signed up to do her training this past September. So I go to do the training. This was now 3 months after I'd done the cellular cleansing. So it's July 1st and 2nd. I did it with her 2 days. 3 months later, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, doing the training with her, an eight-day training to learn how to do this and facilitate this for others. And so I did this, and it literally was somewhere in between those 8 days, September 18th to 26th. It was literally what I experienced as like a switch getting flipped.
Right.
And I've literally, from that day forward, since September, I've been waking up in a pure state of joy and bliss 98% of my day.
Right.
And so I'm still experiencing, like, a little frustration and a little anger for maybe, I don't know, 30 seconds once every 2 months now.
Yeah.
So I'm still human, still got it, but I mean, you know.
Really? Oh, gee, well, I'm glad to hear that. I mean, you would like to think you've been transmuted into another life form somewhere else.
So, yeah, so I just, it's literally, I mean, I'm just, and so this is kind of how it works, and this is how it works, is that when you release a bunch of the story that's literally of lower vibration that you've been carrying, and then the homework and all that, you know, I tell my clients now to do, and what she instructed me to do is that all you need to do now is start to reprogram your life in love. Reprogram every single event of your life in love, and then that starts to accelerate, and that starts to just accumulate, and you go in the opposite direction, and you release the fear, and you release the anxiety, and
you release negative thought forms.
Literally. Yes. And so I couldn't be more ecstatic about getting to be able to do this for the rest of my life. I'm 34, and now I know what I'm doing,
cool.
Still going to produce and act, all that stuff, but this, to me, is like I feel like there's no greater honor that I could be doing than to be facilitating this work for others, just because it's been such an incredible transformation for myself and just experiencing the work on my own. So.
And, you know, the wonderful thing about this is that you're just beginning.
Yeah, I know. It's only the beginning.
That's fantastic. All the beginning. Well, I've had similar, if I can share with you in our audience, that I went through cellular cleansing because I came to a point where I said, you know, I just can't exist like this. I felt stuck. I went through my history is, you know, I've been a pretty successful businesswoman all my life, and all of a sudden everything just went, you know, backwards. And I lost my mother, and I lost my business at the same time, and, you know, just went through terrible, terrible. And I'm thinking, you know, what did I do that was so bad that, you know, that I have to go through this nonsense? Because we're taught that if life isn't good for you and hunky-dory, you did something wrong. You know, it's the old Catholic guilt thing.
Right.
You know?
Lots of that going on.
Sure. You know, if you trip and fall, it's because you did something wrong, you know.
Right.
And at any rate, I've done, like, I was searching like you did, a lot of it. And then, all of a sudden, I've had dowsing done, and I've had positive thoughts and the whole nine yards, and I finally just said, you know, this is nonsense. I'm not going to continue living this way. And then I went to the conference where she was giving a talk, and then she just offered to do the cellular cleansing for two days, or the day and a half afterwards.
Right.
So, I and the rest of the class basically just went in and did it because it felt right. And I told my friend who came down with me, I said, you know, this is why I'm here. You know, basically, this is why I'm here. Couldn't figure out why I was there, but that's why. And so, you know, a lot has changed. It hasn't been as dramatic as I'd like it to be.
Right.
But I do notice there are day by day improvements. And, you know, I still had negative thoughts. You know, it's like chewing on your thumb, you know? Keeping these thoughts in your mind. It doesn't do any good. It's like a squirrel in a cage. It goes around. And I finally said, you know, I'm sick and tired. And this is about, a week ago? I said, I'm sick and tired of these negative thoughts. Get over it, Phyllis, and get on with your life. It's not doing any good.
Yeah.
And so I consciously, every time my mind started to swerve to, the poor me type thing in the past, or perceived injustice or whatever, I just said, no, I'm not going to go there. And, you know, each day it's gotten easier that I don't go there. And so I am now so aware of other people's negative thought processes that I turn around and try to get them not to dwell on things that are negative, you know?
Because, yeah, absolutely.
Because I don't want to have to go back into that that situation, because when you dwell on the negative, and this is where positive thinking, we hear this from so many places. We really do.
Yeah.
I mean, you have Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. You have so many who all of the time said, think good thoughts and think positive thoughts. Don't dwell. Acknowledge, hey, shit happens.
Yeah.
It's life. But get over it and keep on. Don't keep it close to you. Don't, because the more you think a negative thought, the more you feel the lack of something, the more you send energy into it. And it is my understanding from my readings, and you may have also come across this, is that this is a time of almost, if not truly, instant manifestation of the energy that you send out.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
And this is something that we don't really realize how powerfully, as you say, our minds create our life around us.
Yep.
Now, this doesn't go around, like you put on rose-colored glasses and go tripping lightly through the forest.
No.
You don't say, okay, I'm thinking positively. Now I can drive on the ice at 80 miles an hour, and nothing bad's going to happen.
No. There's still laws of the universe.
There's laws of physics, folks. You're still going to spit out.
Yeah.
At any rate, the thing is,
amazing.
Pardon?
No, I was just going to jump, but finish your thought there. I've got so many thoughts.
That's okay, hon. We have all the time in the world.
All right.
Can also come on another time and finish them.
It's okay.
I told you, this is a show where we have fun. And
right.
The one thing I so enjoy about this and the radio station and the producers is that they allow us the artistic freedom,
yeah.
I guess, to talk and to share. And it is amazing what we can learn. And by the way, folks, if anybody wants to call in and ask questions, you know to call BBS Radio. We're live on the air, and he's certainly willing to take questions. He'll also give you contact information so you can reach him and maybe go through a cellular cleansing yourself or get more information. So we're here to share and to grow and to have fun and play. At any rate, where do you give your courses? We'll talk about that for a minute.
Well, I live here in Toronto, so my private practice is here in Toronto, but I've been working with clients. I just came back from Connecticut and New York and worked with some clients there and some in California. So it's been kind of branching out everywhere, which has been really exciting. I love to travel, but at the same time, I've created a really amazing space here in Toronto where my office is, and I've
mm-hmm.
really, and kind of cleared it, so it's a really, like, people kind of walk in, they feel like they say there, it almost feels like there's in a no time zone. It feels like they say, I feel like I'm in an airplane or something. So
yeah.
I've created this really clear, clean space.
Right.
And I love working out of there. And I guess what I want to add into before, what is so powerful about this work is it's about intention. And I guess everything's about intention. And by the time that I came to this work, I think why it was such a shift, for two reasons. One, I've been doing everything for trying so many different things that I think I was just chipping away and chipping away.
Mm-hmm.
I think homeopathic. So I think all those things were chipping away. But when I finally reached this work, I remember my intention for those 10 days leading up to when before Patty came out to meet me in California. And my intention was, I actually said to myself, I am done with this disease.
Mm-hmm.
I am absolutely done.
Mm-hmm.
And then 3 months later, boom, I'm done. I'm off of medication. Lithium I had been on for 13 years.
Uh-huh.
And, changed to some natural stuff. I changed to omega-3 flax oil, which I take absolutely every day.
Flax
and,
oil?
Yeah, omega-3 flax oil.
Yeah, that's good. I started taking that myself. It is good.
Oh, it's great stuff. And again, because, I remember it was really great, too, because I did my training with one other person. There's two of us who did the training with Patty. And this woman was, her name was Carolyn. She was a naturopath from London, England, and she was into some really neat stuff. And she said, listen, this cellular cleanse is going to work, but just so you know, when you're removing yourself off of lithium, which I've done with a number of clients, you can't just remove off, you have to replace. And so
exactly.
I replaced with omega-3 flax oil, and she said, there's this one product, it came out last year, and it was discovered by accident, but it's called Frequency. It's spelled Frequeensea. Mm-hmm. And it's got phytoplankton in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so she said, you know, replace with these two things and it's going to make it a very smooth transition off lithium. And literally, I couldn't believe how it quickly I was able to come off and
mm-hmm.
Off of lithium, make the transition. And it's just been, it was effortless. Effortless and smooth and easy. And now it's just been about, you know, it's about the reprogramming. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, waking up every day and I spend about 3 minutes and I just co-create my day with Source, with God. And I just say, all right. These are my meetings, this is what I'm doing, these are my lunches, dinners, this is who I have to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I just literally, in my mind's eye, for 3 minutes in the morning before I get out of bed, I just throw massive amounts of love into all those little events before I get there.
Right. Oh, fabulous. What a cool idea.
Yeah, and then at the end of it, I just say, at the end of those 3 minutes, I say, all right, now paint some beautiful pictures that I haven't even thought of to keep it interesting along the way. And it's created the opportunity and possibilities for just little bits of magic to unfold every day. And I just keep going. This is getting to be a lot of fun.
Isn't it? I kind of do that myself. I do start my day rather early with meditation and prayer and breathing exercises.
Right.
And then I do visualizations, some that Patty's taught me and some I've picked up elsewhere.
Right.
And I put in what I want to do today. I thank my body. One of the first things that I do in the morning is thank my body for being there,
right.
for being such a great gift and
yeah.
a great vehicle. And I keep hoping that my eye will heal so I don't have to have surgery. Because I really don't want to have surgery on my eye, but it's
right.
looming closer, unfortunately.
Right.
But, you know, it's not a severe one. It's a light one. But if I can get away, my eye will heal all by its little lonesome. I'll be perfectly happy and contented to have it do so.
Right.
But, yes, I do that. And that's one of the things we're talking about, manifestation. When we create happiness, when we create love, only that can come to us. And if
yeah.
anything else comes, number one, it's either minimal, it's neutralized, or it's averted.
Yeah.
It has no impact at all.
Yeah.
And but I like the concept that you say, this is what I have to do today, and I plan that it will be a successful day or whatever it is that you do.
Right.
And that's manifestation of an immediacy. And, you know, it's fun.
It is.
Life is supposed to be that way, you know?
It is fun.
We
and, you know,
forget.
For the, yeah, yeah. And it's what's so great is that, you know, some things there's, like, instantaneous manifestation within,
exactly.
like, hours or minutes or even a day. And then the bigger things that you're putting out there that you want to manifest, well, you know, the universe has to take some time to orchestrate that. But
yeah,
as
it's
long
a lot
as,
of complicated affair, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You know, like, you know, whatever it is, if it's just on a bigger scale, but it's... It's putting those manifestations out there, knowing with absolute certainty at a certain point in time and place, they will come into fruition. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's part of the fun of seeing what happens each and every day.
Yeah.
Because I like surprises. I have a short attention span.
Right.
I have to get myself off the streets and out of trouble sometimes, you know? Because I like some activity. And I decided, you know, I just don't want to continue this. I have to have some action. I have to have this. This is what I want, and I want the most that I can get as soon as quick and possible. And
right.
I'm manifesting jobs this way, which sounds to me like you are too.
Yeah, I mean, it's just opportunities are coming in places I couldn't have even imagined that are happening. And I just
right.
keep just kind of chuckling and going, this is just getting, I just keep saying, this is going to be so much fun. Yeah. Like, just opportunities that I never would even dreamed of. And that's when I think about, you know, that, you know, when I think about the whole possibility of, you know, putting things out there and saying, all right, paint some beautiful pictures that I even haven't even thought of yet.
Right.
These are the things that are starting to unfold that I kind of look up at the sky and I go, thank you.
You know? More? More?
Yeah, yeah. But I have to share a story of kind of my first experience of fearlessness after I did the work. So,
I love that story. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's about 3 months after, and again, so I feel the switch flip, and again, because I've been living my whole life to, like, first 34 years of it,
yeah.
with intense anxiety, intense fear, intense judgment, and then all
right.
of a sudden, boom, it had lifted, and so when I was driving back, I ended up driving back home to Toronto from Los Angeles,
uh-huh.
and I'll never forget this day, it was day two of my trip, and I'm in Nevada, and I just finished driving through Zion National Park. It's my second day. It's about 10:30 a.m. in the morning, October 22nd, and I've got my favorite music on in the car, and I'm driving straight down this highway, nobody in front of me or behind me, and then I hit a deer at 75 miles per hour.
Oh.
And I slam on the brakes, and as I slam on the brakes, the deer's head comes through my driver's side window. I almost collided heads with the deer. The last thing I remember is just seeing his eyes and my eyes coming right at each other.
Oh, dear.
And so I slam on the car, and I've got glass all over my body and all over the car, and I've got deer hair. Like, it was like the most surreal thing of deer hair just kind of swirling around my head.
Right.
And so here was the most amazing thing, is that when I stopped the car, my heart did not skip one beat.
Wow.
And that's when I just went, so this is what fearlessness is. And it doesn't mean that I don't look both ways when I cross the street, but I had a whole chunk of fear, so much fear that was in, carried as a story in the peptides and was released. And so the main thing that gets in the way of anyone manifesting anything is fear, usually.
Exactly.
And it's kind of the overriding umbrella. So
exactly.
That's how I've been having the most fun with manifestation, because there's nothing, there's no fear to get in the way of it happening anymore.
I take it the deer did not survive the...
Well, you know, I stopped the car and looked, and it ran back across the highway from where it came, and it was hobbling on both its front legs. It was on all fours, believe it or not. But I just, you know, I hope it survived, but I just know that it had a... The message for me was, it's really interesting, because so much of this work, too, that I'm finding, it's about developing intuition, because as you clear out the story, you're allowed, more light is allowed to come in your body, and you just kind of clear out the channel of, of just connection.
Exactly.
And so I kind of had this mission on the way home, because I've never really been a big fan of maps. So I had this mission that I was just going to, every time I woke up the next day, I was just going to stop and ask someone where my next right and left was to get home to Toronto. So I
talk about
this,
trust, honey.
I thought it was more fun that way, and I'd meet more people that way.
Sure, but yeah, you would. But thank God, because usually we say, you know, men don't stop and ask for directions. It's something in their genes, you know?
Yeah, I ask for millions of them.
Oh, great. I think I love that one. Listen, ladies,
amazing.
It takes a cellular cleansing to get a man to stop and ask directions. Got it?
So it was a really good test of not initially following my intuition, because I stopped in this little diner that morning before I went into Zion National Park, and so this man comes out and he points to me and he goes, because I was heading in the direction of Colorado Mountains. I had this mission, I want to go through the mountains, and he said, you know, I just want to let you know there's a lot of early snow this year. And the moment he said that, again, my first intuitive thought was, I have summer tires on my car.
Right.
But again, I ignored it, and I thought, nope, I'm going through the mountains. I want to go just drive through the corners of the mountains and the curves. And So again, half an hour later, I hit this deer. And as this deer hits me and I stop, the first message that came through was, you're not going through the mountains. You're turning around. And I ended up having to drive 5 hours to Salt Lake City to get the window fixed of my car. Two very straight, it was pretty much two highways, major highways all the way home back to Toronto. And it was just, the message was very clear that, no, you're not going through the mountains with summer tires on in snow.
Okay.
And so, it was like, and the blessing of it, too, because, like, here I was, the deer didn't affect my wheel alignment, but the whole left side of my car was smashed up. And I just started, again, to think about all the beauty and the magic that was coming out of hitting this deer. And the fact was, I got to talk to about another extra 150 people on my way home from Nevada to Toronto, because everywhere I stopped, everyone's like, what on earth happened to you? So I got to tell the story. I got to meet all these beautiful people. So there was a whole bunch of blessings that came out of it, you know? So
it's just, that cool?
Yeah. It's just been constantly about with, you know, Patty so much, she talks about how life is meaningless, and it makes a lot of sense that life is meaningless, but it's all the events that happen to us, it's what we give to them that creates meaning. So I've just been finding since I've done this work and now get to live into this is just that, stuff's still happening, still getting challenged, but it's just so much fun to just still look at every event as like a positive, great experience and just, again, reprogram it love, and it's all by choice. We have the choice to do that.
Fabulous. It is a very inspiring story, and you know, it does work that way, and it takes. That's another thing too, is there's a consistency about doing this, because when things go very easy for us, we have a tendency to be a little too complacent, and to forget to acknowledge and that we are creating, and so, and old habits are kind of easy to slide back into. That's why they're called habits, but but. If you keep an awareness about you and keep yourself attuned to the fresh possibilities, you can have the most amazing things happen in life that just, the beauty that is there, and you're right, it's hard to describe because it is a beauty. And I'm hoping that deer survived, too. I know.
I hope so, too.
Yeah.
I hope so, too.
Well, if he was able to run away, he may not have sustained permanent damage. But then he must have agreed, you see, to be there in that time and place.
Yeah.
Because you might have had a really, really, really not a good trip.
Oh, I know, going through the mountains in summer tires. Yeah,
my feeling is you would not have had the kind of trip you were hoping to have.
No.
And
I guess, too, you mentioned that whole thing, too, about, you know, that it's... I just want to make...
Go ahead.
...say really clearly, too, with this work, is that it's not, you know, this isn't about this is some sort of magic pill that all of a sudden you do this 2 days and boom, you're fine and you're...
No, it's a lifetime thing.
There's work involved, and the work... And it, you said that about tendencies to want to sometimes go back to the old, and I know right after I did this, and again, it was the tools that Patty sent me off with about reprogramming and all that, but there was that initially that tendency to want to go back to that old way of thinking,
exactly.
That old way of speaking, and it's just about why it's easier and why it's easier to kind of reprogram is that, you know, when you clear out a bunch of the story that's in those cells, it's that much easier to do the reprogramming, whereas, you know, when you've got the whole story in there, and you're trying to be positive and do the reprogramming, you know, the littlest thing or the littlest fear or something can set you off in your day.
Sure.
And then boom.
And you're back in the...
You're right back at it, yeah.
You're back in the rut. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I mentioned it's important to realize that when you do this, it's like being on a diet or getting over drug addiction or alcohol, anything.
Yep.
It's a daily workout. It's something that you just do. For the rest of your life. It's like getting up, going to the bathroom, and brushing your teeth, you know?
Yep.
You know, you may not want to, but by golly, it's part of your daily routine.
Yeah.
And you might as well call it a new rhythm of hygiene in your life.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Because you're keeping a clear, conscious channel open, and you are clearing yourself and maintaining yourself in a clear, conscious channel.
Yep.
And that's kind of the way I look at it. You don't begrudge brushing your teeth every day. You get so used to doing it, you don't think about it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If you do this, then it becomes a way of thinking that is always there with you, and it gets easier to do.
And
until you have that awakening, I guess,
yeah.
It's very hard for people to understand this. But like anything else, if you choose to do so, and the other thing is, it's one way of loving yourself.
Yeah.
And that's one of the important factors, you know, that we don't get taught early enough that we must love ourselves.
Yeah.
Because we are worthy and deserving of love. I remember when my youngest daughter was, I think, in third grade, 8 years old,
mm-hmm.
Her teacher suddenly off the cuff decided to ask the kids what they liked about themselves. What did they think was very nice about themselves? Not one child raised their hands. And she said, isn't there anything good that you like about yourself? And the children just looked at her. They couldn't think of something nice about themselves. And she said, somebody must have something they think they like about themselves that's nice.
Right.
And one little girl put up her hand, I think I have nice hair.
Wow.
But then she taught them a little song.
Right.
That encouraged them to like themselves, and I still remember that song. I taught it to my brother-in-law years ago, and he would sing it for his grandkids. And, you know, we must learn to love and honor ourselves because that's what we're here for. That's
mm-hmm.
what's so important.
Yeah.
And that's what Patty teaches in so many words.
Yeah,
we learn to love ourselves, and we learn to get rid of all the negative programming, as we call it,
yep.
that keeps us from truly loving ourselves. But how can you be good if you don't love? How can you honor and reward if you think that you're bad?
Yeah.
You know? So the cellular cleansing is a really fabulous way to go, ladies and gentlemen. I hope somebody calls in because this young man has such wonderful stories, but we can keep on talking about the stories. I mean, you know me, ladies and gentlemen. I can keep my mouth running for as long as I'm on the air. It's not a problem.
Yeah.
It's not a hard process either.
Okay.
I want you to understand, Patty does the work. I'm assuming you do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a hard process, and it's not difficult, and it's not convoluted. It's very straightforward, but you do have homework, and you can't cheat, because if you cheat,
yeah.
you cheat yourself.
Exactly. It's just it's there's work and there's follow through, and you know, it's like, again, this is work that it's all about possibilities. So it's like you come into it with clear intention of what you want to release. And a really great example I kind of give to this, because again, it's neuro-linguistic programming, which is, you know,
right, retraining the mind and
yeah.
to hear what you think, right?
Yeah, and so I love that I have my mother as a great example that I can kind of give to my clients, because you know, I say at the beginning, like, this is kind of an example I can give you of how this works. You know, come
right.
in with clear intention. And so my mom was a 3-pack-a-day smoker for like 20 years.
Wow.
And you know, so my mom seemed, you know, just about, oh, I'm not even going to say her
age. Mom may be listening, yes, right.
Anyway, yeah. Yeah. But anyway, she went to hypnosis after she wanted to quit. She went to hypnosis, and that same day she lit up. She was back to smoking again. And then about a year or two later.
Really?
She was playing golf, and so she was back to her 3-packs-a-day. She was playing golf, and they got joined up with this doctor who just was joining their foursome. And so my mom's pulling her bag down the third fairway, and she's hacking on her butt. She's got emphysema starting to kick in, and this very kind, gentle soul of a man that she'd only met 15 minutes ago, this
right.
doctor, comes up beside her and says, you know, Donna, I just want to let you know, you've got about a year and a half, maybe 2 years to live before you're going to die of smoking. And so with that information, she left the golf course. She called up the same hypnotist that she was working with. And with 100% clear intention, she went to that hypnotist, and she had her 20-year anniversary of quitting about 6 months ago.
Fabulous! Good for her.
Yeah, and amazing. And she's, you know, she's. I'm also a Bikram yoga instructor. She does Bikram like 4 or 5 times a week. She's in better shape now at 69 years old than she was at 18 years old.
Right.
She is a powerhouse of a woman. And
right.
So I love just having that as an example. Is that kind of how it works. Come in with clear intention of what you want to release, do your follow-through and do your homework, this work will work. But if you don't do the follow-through, which is crucial to it,
right.
all you can do is literally go back and fill up that tunnel and fill up those peptides, and you can fall right... I mean, it's almost
but
like you can undo the work that you started. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, there's a biblical story about that Christ told about this man who had a house that had 7 devils in it, and they came in and swept it clean, and
right.
he left, and he came back, and when he did, there were even more devils in it than before. And the moral of the story is, when you take something away, you've got to put something back. You can't leave it empty.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
got to be filled with something, and filling it with intelligence and love and light and visualizations of the whole 9 yards. This is part of a process. We really get shortchanged because we really aren't taught how much of a spiritual being we really are. We
That's
are
true.
Spiritual beings who happen to have a physical body, is what it amounts
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
And one of these days, the world will turn around and say, duh, as it hits itself up the side of the head, that's what we are. Not
yeah.
not doings, not human doings, but human beings. And as we work into this process and as we honor it, we will grow exponentially. And I think that's when we're going to have such a revolution, not a bad kind of revolution, but a
no.
revolution of spiritual growth and understanding and peace.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you have this change inside of you, you can't have war.
No.
It's impossible.
No.
You can't have struggles. You can't have fights. Because you know, you have an awareness and understanding, and it's contradictory. Once you realize that anything like that is that you are simply fighting with who you really are, then you can't have war, because do you go out and slap yourself across the face? Not
yeah.
usually.
yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's so exciting, because we're living in the most transformational and exciting times. It's a very exciting time to be
living
on this planet right now. You know,
I am so happy. I haven't lived 100 years ago. Well, one thing, I love the air conditioning. But
right. yeah.
But I am too. I think it is such an exciting time, and it is what we will make it to be.
Yeah.
If you moan and groan and fear about it, well, then you might draw something to fear to you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's what we send out. Is what we draw back. But at any rate, so you are starting your own practice. You have started your own practice. That's pretty darn quick.
Oh, it's great. I came home from California, and, you know, it's just kind of doing my little meditating along the way home in the car. And it's like, okay, I need an office. And then 3 days later, my office showed up. And so then the clients started coming through my sheer excitement and being able to share my story and just sitting down with people. It's like I can't turn it off, so it's 24/7, and I just have to share and talk about it, and just people are just coming to do the work, and it's just been, like I said before, it's such an honor and a privilege to be able to facilitate this for others. Because, again, this work is about, I'm a facilitator. I take people through this process, but it's the client that does their own healing. They do all the work, and that's what's so empowering about this.
Well, it's kind of where I feel as a hypnotherapist. I get to just sit and talk. You guys do all the work.
Yeah.
You know, I love it because, you know, there's nothing more I like than sitting and talking. And I find it so easy to do this. But the thing is, working with people is such a healing adventure.
Oh, it's incredible.
As I work with people and healing their problems, and you'd be amazed how you find that the people who come to you, that you can empathize with them because there's something of you that is drawing them to you for healing.
Yeah.
And in the process of their healing, you get healed too.
Absolutely. It's like you receive a session every time you give a session.
Exactly. Every time I couldn't have said it better. Every time I give a session to someone, I'm receiving the benefit, but I don't want to say that too loud or too often, or they'll ask me to pay them and say it the
other way around. Yeah. Totally.
So what are your plans for this coming year? What do you see happening for yourself and this beautiful, beautiful gift that you're using to share with others?
Well, it's just, you know, it's just letting the private practice just unfold and bloom as it is. I'm in talks. I don't actually have a deal right now, but I'm in talks with a publishing company about, they said, okay, start writing your story. So I'm in the process of doing that right now and just, you know, getting it out in book format because I just want to be able to reach as many people as possible just to let people know these are the possibilities. Like that.
Okay. I think we have a caller.
All right.
Hello?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Well, hello, Miss Leilani. How are you, darling?
I'm doing fine. Just been inundated with all kinds of work lately. Just been busy.
Oh, good.
I know, so I thought I'd call up and chat with you guys for a little bit here.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's always nice to hear a voice. Ross, this is Miss Leilani. And she is from Arizona.
Oh, nice to meet you.
And she is a gifted psychic, and she is also a shaman, or shawwoman. I'm never sure which I should say.
Right.
And she is just a wonderful, wonderful human being. So, do you have some comments on what we've been talking about? Because I think you're familiar with this too, honey.
Are we having fun?
Yeah, we're having fun, honey.
Right. I was listening to your deer story.
Right.
So what is your name?
Ross McKinsey.
Yes.
Well, I really like your voice a lot, and I like your energy as well.
Thank you very much. You remind me
of myself.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Oh, well.
So are you going to tell more stories?
Yeah, I think he is. I also think he wants to write a story, which is fabulous. I've been thinking of doing something along those lines, but so far Spirit hasn't grabbed the 2x4 and whacked me up the side of the head yet. But, you know, I think his stories are just phenomenal. And it's the little things, as you know, Leilani, that makes a difference in this, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
And I know she can confirm, Ross, that what we go through is so much what we think. We draw it to us.
Well, you know what I do? Mm-hmm. I walk in it all the time.
Walk in it?
Maybe you can give me some words of wisdom.
Ross, I'm going to let you do the wisdom thing.
what's the question?
She wants to know how to stop walking in, putting her foot in it, in other words.
Putting her foot in it.
With a negative thought or a problem.
Well, I have a great tool that, again, that Patty taught me that's been so amazing. I'll still, it's like if there's any kind of, whether it's mental, physical, emotional, or spiritual issue that's going on, and again, I learned this from her, and again, Patty has this amazing gift of sight, and she talks about how there's two vibrations and only two vibrations in the universe that break up energy. And one is tone or music. So we all know how we feel when a beautiful piece of music moves through us. We feel that through our body, and that's literally breaking up mm-hmm. blockages in the body. But what she says is far more powerful to bring through the body is color. And, colors, yeah, like bringing colors through the body. And it's literally so. And I know, too, I believe it's USC, but don't quote me on it. But there's in the United States, there was a university that did studies on this where they had blocks of sand. And they actually ran tone through these blocks of sand, and they reconfigured themselves into geometric shapes. And then they did that also with color. And again, through color, these things, you know, boxes of sand reconfigured themselves into geometric shapes.
Well, I know with music you can do that, or sound.
Yeah, yeah. So she said...
Well, isn't working with color and music the highest healing form that's available to us?
Absolutely. That's why, I mean, it's so incredibly powerful, and it's just a simple tool that, you know, you can pull at any time. So, for example, like, I find my health and everything in so many ways is just it's such a great space, but just, I know even just the other week, I had a little bit of a headache coming on, and I went, oh, yeah, okay, so color work. So, just closed my eyes, took about, you know, breathe in for six counts in, six counts out, and it asked my body, what color do I need to release the headache? And again, it's your first instinct. So whatever color comes up, whether you see it or hear it, that's your color. And you inhale from the bottom of your feet, and you inhale this color three-dimensionally all the way up through your body, and you feel your entire body fill this color. And then you exhale that color out with whatever it is. Say it's my headache or my bum knee or whatever it is, and you exhale it out. And it works every time. Like I even had a lip surgery where the doctor kind of sliced part of the nerve, and he's like, oh, sorry, you know, you're kind of done, you've lost feeling in your lip for the rest of your life. And I went,
oh, thanks a lot.
No way, I'm not going to buy it. And then, you know, through learning with Patty and learning this tool, I kept running color through that area of my lip and completely brought back all the feeling in my lip as a result of doing that.
Well, I guess there's hope for me after all, huh?
Absolutely.
Oh, don't remind me, I like to get silly sometimes. I just had to call in and jump in and have some fun with both of you.
It's a good lesson you learned, because I don't think we would have covered that otherwise, would we? Thank you.
Anyway, thank you for talking to me, and it was a real pleasure speaking with you. What a great job, Phyllis.
Thank you, darling. I'll be talking to you anyway later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You guys have a great show.
Thank you, darling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, she's always such a joy. She's been on my show a couple of times. She's coming back onto the radio show with her own show February.
Great.
So I think that's just fabulous.
Oh, excellent.
And she's really a sweet lady. We really have become good friends. At any rate, I would like you to give some, so we're close to the hour, I'd like you to give some contact information for yourself. So if people want to call you and see if they are interested in this or get more information from you,
sure.
And ask you questions that we haven't covered on the show, please give it.
Sure. My email address is ross@thewholeway.ca, so thewholeway, so all one word, .ca. My phone number is 647-500-2012. Those are the best two ways to get me, and I always welcome questions, emails. I just, the more that I can just be helping people or just delivering the information and just helping people become just, you know, gaining more knowledge of it. It's, I just want to be passing this information on to anyone and everyone who is interested.
Well, thank you. That's beautiful, beautiful. And you all know you can reach me through bbsradio.com, the Higher Dimensions. You can reach me at my website, multiplepathwaysinc.com, or my email, psychicworlds4@aol.com, or my office at area code 202-387-2080. And we are looking so forward to hearing from you, and this if you can do this cellular cleansing, I do have to say I do recommend it. I am still waiting for it all to sink in because I'm a little older than you, darling. It takes maybe a little longer.
And a few more peptides to clear out.
A little bit long to get through the muck that I've managed to accumulate. I do believe I am getting there. I can see a marvelous change in my life. I am having so much more fun. I feel a lightness of being. And I know
the
channeling I've done and the psychic work I do, all of this is getting better and better and since I have had the cellular cleansing.
Right.
And, I'm still working with Patty on it. I'm still doing my homework, too.
Yeah.
And I'm finding it easier.
Yeah, and I got to say, just quickly, my sister just had her second one done. She had a second cellular cleanse yesterday just because, again, it's like she just wanted to take it to a deeper level and still she was a little bit stuck in areas. And, I just talked to her today. What's that?
Who was it who did this yesterday?
This was my sister, actually.
Oh, your sister. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. And just amazing. Like, she just, again, she's going through some cleansing reactions right now and kind of tired and a little lethargic. But, again, she just is just amazed. I'm amazed at seeing the transformation that I've seen in her over the last few months since she's done the work and how it's changed our relationship. It's just, it's amazing when you do it on the individual level and then when a whole bunch of individuals, especially family, are doing this together.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, it's been incredible. It's been incredible.
I'm so glad you brought that up because, if you can get others to work with you, how much easier it is, how much more joyful it is to be able to share all of this with those around you. That's really a wonderful thing. Maybe you can get your parents into it, too. That would be fun.
Well, you know what? My dad is actually calling up Patty in the next few days. He's watching myself, my sister, and my other sister also did it. He's watching us go through these transformations and again, big generation gap so it's harder for, I know that my dad in the 70s, to talk metaphysical healing modalities, it's just like it sometimes can be a bit of a loop for him, but he's bearing witness to what is happening in his children and it's undeniable and he's going, there's something to this world.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. So, the proof is in the pudding.
Is in the eating. Yeah.
Yeah.
The proof of the pudding is in the eating. Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's so great. I am so pleased for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is great.
Oh,
and right here, folks, you're hearing it. And we're going to have him come along another time, maybe in another 6 months or so.
I would love to. I'd love to because by then I'll just
but
more
because
clients, more,
we're
more
both going to have great stories to tell about the transformation in our lives and the new directions because when you release all of this old stuff, I will tell you, it does allow you to manifest income, okay? It should be not just the free income, but for the reason for your being here.
Yep.
Okay? But understand, when you do it for your total well-being, that includes manifesting an income, good health, friends, success, and all of the wonderful things that come along with it.
Yeah.
You're a total human being. You can't have just success in one area of the life, because you'll suffer.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be a totality. I know so many people say they wish they could win the lottery. And you keep hearing stories about the people who win the lottery end up broke and in worse condition than when they started. I mean, some guy won $315 million. He's gone bankrupt.
Yeah.
Hello?
I just watched a documentary on it just a few months ago when I was in California. It's like,
really?
It doesn't, the statistics are staggering. Like, even though that money comes in, people think, the money's going to change everything. But if you're still dealing with all the old stuff, the money doesn't wipe away any of the issues, You have
to
do your work.
Yes, it just magnifies it.
Yeah. It actually makes it, you have more challenges because now you've got all these millions or whatever that you have to manage and you have no clue of how to do it. And it's,
And people come to take advantage of you.
Yeah, it does not buy happiness. It's about doing the inner core work first and letting everything else manifest from there.
That's a good way to put it. Do your inner core work first. You're absolutely right. And there's no reason why you can't find a job or find the money you need. It's letting go all of the old stuff. And we all have a tendency, to chew our cabbage twice and to bring it up for another vote.
Yeah.
And that's what keeps you stuck in the same old, is every time you retell a story that has negative consequences, you give it energy, and so it simply sets itself more firmly into your hip pocket, so to speak.
Yep.
And it's difficult because, you know, that's how we get attention. A lot of people use that for without really realizing. That's why they keep going over the old story stuff, because it provides a platform to get attention.
Yeah, it becomes it's just another form of addiction.
Yes, yes. And yeah. We find it very hard, and it's so subtle, isn't it? And it's just so very subtle that we forget. And don't even become aware of it. I know I didn't until I went through the releasing of it.
Yeah.
And then I had to look back and say, well, you know, what am I getting out of it? In repeating these stories and feeling sorry for myself, what's the secondary, what is also being reinforced inside me? And I'm trying to think of the word, you know, I'm having a senior moment. but I'm having a secondary benefit, I guess, in the retelling of a tale, because you get sympathy.
Right.
And would you really rather be healed, or would you rather have sympathy? I think when all is said and done, I'd rather just be healed, thank you very much, and move on with my life.
Yeah.
And, I'm really excited about this. I am really, really interested. So do you have to go back through any more training? How long does the training take?
It was an eight-day training, so it was very...
Very intensive.
Very intensive, but at the same time for me, too, it's like, because I'd...
Okay. I'm sorry. Was that our minute warning? Yeah, I think it was. We have to wrap up.
Right.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah, you have to wrap it up? All right.
We got to wrap it up, but all good things come to an end.
Yeah.
I want to thank everybody so much for listening, and we hope you'll listen again next week when we have another wonderful guest. We will have Ross McKenzie back on again in the future.
I'd love to come back.
And thank you so much. We will keep in touch because I want to hear more of the never-ending story that you are having in your life at this time, okay?
All right, for sure.
God bless you, and thank you
all again
for listening to The Higher Dimensions. I'm Phyllis Price, your hostess. God bless, and have a wonderful week. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.